Hello, hello, hello. How you doing, guys? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live people, taking news off of our LinkedIn page. It is April the 6th, 9:30 a.m., and hopefully you guys are following on our other social media channels as well. We'll leave links in the description so you guys can follow us there. Also, guys, go ahead, visit our official website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find our new tech deals that roll out every week. Also our blogs as well too, to stay updated on relevant tech information. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get started. So it looks like Genesis Drone Show used a record-breaking 3,281 drones this past week. So about last week, right? So Hyundai's luxury vehicle brand Genesis used about 3,200 drones to create its logo over Shanghai's skyline on March 29th in celebration of the brand's arrival in China. That number of drones set a new Guinness World Record for the most unnamed aerial vehicles, the UAVs. For you Call of Duty fans, you guys know what I'm talking about, airborne simultaneously, according to a Genesis press release, right? So that is just amazing, guys. And obviously, guys, you know, they made this nicely constructed, holographic brand logo for Genesis. And we can see here too, guys, this is just amazing, right? So let's take a look at, you know, how this would look like as well too. For you guys that are watching on YouTube, you guys want to see what exactly am I talking about? What does this look like, right? And for you guys that are listening on podcasts, this just looks absolutely amazing. I really can't describe how it looks. You're going to have to follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and definitely see for yourself. But this definitely looks amazing, right? So you can see a picture of the Genesis logo formation at the top of the post. Genesis also made a video that showed off additional drone formations, including a hand, two of the company's cars, and a double helix as well too, guys. So let's definitely see what this looks like, right? So they made a short little video. So once this loads, I'll definitely show you guys, right? Moreover, we have Genesis record edges out previous one held by Shenzhen Domada Intelligent Control Technology, which used about 3,051 drones in display also on September 20th, right? So there's also a video on that, right? And we can definitely check that out also in the article as well too. We also have Intel also held the record at one point as well, using 1,218 Shooting Star drones to create Olympic rings over Pyeongchang for the 2018 Winter Olympics, right? So let's definitely check that out for sure here. So it looks like video is taking a little bit long to load. I don't want to waste our time here. So it looks like it's available here. Wow. That is amazing, guys. Obviously, as you can see, those drones are able to do that. Just a beautiful piece of work of art, guys. If you guys are definitely trying to check that out, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You guys can click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, we got news on LG. So sadly, it looks like LG is quitting the smartphone business. LG is exiting the smartphone business, the company confirmed today. The decision will enable the company to focus on resources in growth areas such as electric vehicle components, connected devices, smart homes, robotics, artificial intelligence, and business-to-business solutions, as well as platforms and services, LG said in a statement. Existing phones will remain on sale, and LG says it'll continue to support its products for a period of time, which will vary by region, right? So the company hasn't said anything about possible layoffs, except that details related to employment will be determined at the local level. LG says it's expects to have completed the business closure by the end of July this year as well. So this is, depending how you look at it, a step forward. Some people may view it as a step back. I know personally, I really liked LG phones. I remember in the past when I was about 17, 18, I had a couple LG phones, right? They looked, perfect, beautiful, very, very good in price, very easy to use, definitely very intuitive. I like the user interface and the user experience, right? So looks like LG is going to stop that and definitely focus more on definitely other components, such as, EV components, electric vehicle, connected devices, smart homes, robotics, artificial intelligence, and other solutions as well too. Definitely let us know what you guys think. Should LG stop, or are they doing the right move? Let us know in the description below. It really helps out. But that is what LG is doing. Moreover, guys, we also have Realme X7 Pro Ultra with Dimensity 1000 Plus launched in China, right? So the Realme has yet another flagship phone powered by the Dimensity series chipset in China with the launch of Realme X7 Pro Ultra Extreme Edition as per the machine translation. The Realme X7 Pro Ultra on paper sounds like an upgrade from the Realme X7 Pro Ultra, right? So, or the Realme X7 Pro. But that's not the case here. The Realme X7 Pro is sleeker than the Realme X7 Pro Ultra, but had to sacrifice a few features like an in-display fingerprint scanner, a 120 hertz refresh rate, and a camera, right? So the Realme X7 Pro Ultra is the third member in the X7 series after the Realme X7 and Realme X7 Pro. Right, guys, so that is definitely very interesting, right? So it looks like it's going to be powered by the Dimensity series chipset in China, and we all know, China, in terms of smartphones, they're very, very intuitive. They take the really great details, they go the extra length, and we know that with their phones such as Huawei, which is a very great company, boosted the best record of sales that they've had this past year. So, with Realme, I believe it's going to be very similar, right? Coming with this new powered Dimensity chipset. So we'll see how it goes, right? We'll see how the software and hardware goes with this one. And we'll see how it does. Definitely let us know what you think in the comments below. If you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, news on smartphone as well. We have the iPhone 13 mock-up shows changes that might be coming to the notch, right? So a lot of rumors we've heard around the iPhone 13 have been about the phone's display notch. And thanks to a 3D print mock-up supposedly matching the dimensions of the upcoming handset, we might have our best look at the notch yet, right? So posted by Japanese site Mac Octocara, these images are said to be based on the 6.1 inch version of the iPhone 13. And as you can see below, they show the notch as about to get a little bit smaller and is still being reconfigured with the selfie camera moved from the right to the left, right? It looks as though the phone's earpiece is going to get pushed up into the bezel of the iPhone 13, which is where Apple is going to save some of space itself. It needs to put more compact notch on the front of its next batch of handsets, right? So this is very, very interesting too, guys. If you go ahead and follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you'll be able to see different, you know, kind of test photos for the iPhone 13, what they're talking about, these specific features as well too. And, you know, you'll be able to see that, right? And, you know, it looks pretty cool. And obviously, you guys can follow, you know, this guy, you know, at Mac Octora. So that's MacOctara. You guys can definitely follow on, I believe, YouTube and other social media channels as well to see what he is talking about there too. Right, so that is very, very interesting. All for you iPhone nerds, for you iPhone fans, that may be something you definitely want to look into, right? Moreover, guys, it looks like on a kind of gaming PC level, looks like the Gigabyte Aorus 17G 2021. The Gigabyte Aorus 17G is an incredible gaming laptop for anyone looking for an alternative desktop gaming PCs. With its tactical keyboard and 300 Hz refresh rate, this is a great device for competitive gamers who need a portable machine for tournaments or events, right? So this is definitely a great gaming laptop, right? Some of you guys may use other brands. You know, I know Asus is another one, which is a very great gaming laptop. This is a very great one too, and very and pretty affordable, right? So definitely other key unique features as well. So definitely, if you guys want to check out more of this review too, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, you have massive Facebook data breach leaks into info of millions of users. So the personal information of hundreds of Facebook users across the globe has been leaked online. So some of you guys may have heard this news, some of you guys have not. If not, then, you know, hear about this now. And be very careful of where you're putting your stuff online, what type of things you're putting online, your personal information, especially on platforms like Facebook. This has happened before, right? So around 533 million Facebook users are thought to have been affected by the data breach, with phone numbers, Facebook ID, full name, location, past location, birth date, email address, account creation date, relationship status, and personal bios all available. The data is thought to be the same set that was leaked in January 2021 and was available to purchase online, meaning Facebook has failed to secure its users once again. So this happened back in 2019, guys. We know that Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, they got in trouble for this, right? It looks like this same thing definitely happened again, you know, this year, not too long ago. So, you know, again, this is stemming from, I believe, a bot, that was able to kind of configure some information and leak lots of personal profile information back out online. And, you know, in terms of data, when we're talking about data in general, we know that, you know, companies, if you guys are really in the space and the ad space and stuff like that, we know companies pay for consumer data and consumer information and then repackage it and sell it online, right? But you definitely want to be careful in making sure when you're setting up profiles, especially on platforms like Facebook or Instagram, you want to make sure that maybe not to really use your real address, like your real location where you are. Maybe not use your real email address. Maybe not use your real phone number. Your relationship status, okay, sure. And then other stuff in your personal bio, because those informations are being sold. And so, you know, once you receive kind of things, and I bet you've probably received these too, these text messages saying that, hey, there's deals around. Those are all phishing stuff, guys. Don't click on the links. The links, they're looking to compromise your information, right? They're sending it via email. They're sending it via text. And if you're not aware, you could end up harming your information, harming yourself, compromising your information, and going through all this process of wasting your time. And so it's definitely not a good way to go out like that. Right, so definitely be very, very careful. Definitely a good privacy note to take care of. This is why we like coming to you guys with this type of information, so you guys can stay updated and ahead of the ball, right? So moreover, guys, OnePlus 9 Pro costs more than expected in the US. So the OnePlus 9 Pro is one of the best phones available, as our 4.5 star review attests, and it's also very expensive, right? And if you're hoping to buy it in the US, the starting price is currently even higher than you might have expected, right? So that's because at the time of writing, you can only get the priciest model there, the one that comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM, 256 gigabytes of storage, that will cost you about $1,069. And while a version with the 8 gigabytes and 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage, that's going to be announced at only, not too much, you know, lower, $969, right? So that's not currently on sale in the country, right? So definitely, guys, be very careful, especially once you're buying the OnePlus 9 Pro. Nothing bad to say about the phone, just the pricing, right? You can definitely get a MacBook for around $1,000, you know, so you're getting a phone for that price. You want to be making sure you're getting the best top quality. And personally, I definitely believe that OnePlus 9 Pro is definitely top quality, right? So, you know, definitely be ready to shell out that type of money if you're able to afford it, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too as well. Moreover news, guys, we got news on Microsoft, right? So it says it's going to get working on Xbox Series X mini fridge, right? So you've seen the Xbox Series X, you've seen the fridge inspired by the Xbox Series X, and now it looks like the Xbox Series X mini fridge is coming too. Possible exhausting the number of ways that Microsoft can play off the similarity between the latest console and the kitchen appliance, right? So at the end of last week, Twitter launched a hashtag best of tweets competition, and in the brands category, it was Xbox up against Skittles. At this point, Xbox marketing chief Aaron Greenberg promised that Xbox Series X mini fridges would go into production if the Microsoft brand came out on top, right? And so it looks like it has, and Microsoft is working on this, right? So that is definitely amazing, right? So this is, I can see this audience going towards maybe high school, later high school students, or even college students for sure, or even professors as well, who live in the dormitory and they need a mini fridge right in their room, or even their bedroom, right? Or in their dorm or whatever. They have an Xbox. Why not just get the Xbox Series X fridge, right? Along with that, it's probably going to come in some sort of bundles as well to save money. And why not go along with that? That'll be the greatest college send-off gift to your child, with an Xbox Series X. Play some video games and maybe put a cold one in there, or put a Sprite and put some Coke in there, or some Mountain Dew or whatever, right? So that is just awesome, guys. Definitely let us know what you think about that in the description below, and that's just amazing. So if you guys want to learn more about that too, please go ahead and follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Google Chrome is getting a better dark mode when you go incognito, right? So since people discovered a love for darker tones, whether it is because of a simple preference for less bright aesthetic, or because of the fact dark hues are easier on the eyes. Dark modes have been spreading through the software world, right? So everything from operating systems to web browsers now include the option of switching between light and dark modes. We can even see this on websites as well too. And Chrome is no different in this regard, but the implementation in Google's browser has not been perfect, and thus is something that the company is about to address, right? So this is very, very cool. Incognito mode has been around for a while, but yeah, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. If you guys want to research more about this too, please go ahead. Follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Okay, there, 1 second here. All right. Moreover, guys, we also have news on Microsoft Edge. Another browser is starting to claw back on Firefox. So Mozilla's Firefox Internet browsers is bleeding users, and it appears many are switching over to Microsoft Edge. According to a report from the market analyst StatCounter, Edge has a global market share of just above 8% for the desktop platform and holds the number 3 position behind Google Chrome of 67% and Safari 10%, right? And we all know that, so it looks like Microsoft Edge is a great browser. I mean, we're using this right now. Many laptops, many PCs, they have Edge as a default browser. Microsoft Edge, you know, it's a great browser. Definitely Google Chrome is a great browser as well too, especially if you're in the blockchain space. Google Chrome is definitely recommended in terms of the plugins that it has and stuff like that too. And then also Safari, lots of Mac users that use Safari and stuff like that too. Definitely let us know what your preference is. Really definitely helps out. You know, let us know in the comments below if you guys want to research information about this too, learn more. Please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there as well too. All right, guys, that is going to be the news we're going to be taking for today, and hopefully you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful week, and you had a great week last week too. It's gonna be great week, great weather out here, especially in Boston area, great weather. And hopefully you guys are staying healthy. You're staying sane, especially your mental health. I know it's COVID. Some people are locked up in the houses in certain places. Definitely go outside, go out for a walk.